The bells of the Duomo ring out over the winter quiet streets of Florence, but they don't drown out the grumbles of dissatisfaction from residents. Local newspapers are saying the city is at its lowest ebb and they're calling for a new primavera or spring. It seems all is not well in the birthplace of the Renaissance. Aristide Bucchi runs a norcineria or delicatessen in Via Sant'Antonino in the city's central market district. When he took over the store 40 years ago, it was one of a number of businesses that lined the street selling traditional products.
This was the most commercial zone of Florence. Clients came here from all over the city and region. You'd find everything you needed at good quality and price. But this is disappearing. Actually, I'd say it has disappeared.
Replacing the traditional stores are internet cafes, kebab shops and penny supermarkets. And now Aristide Bucchi says his business too is struggling.
Now that the Florentines don't visit anymore, we have to rely on tourism and that's all. With a little bit more intelligence, we could have suffered less.
Mauro Bonciani is a political journalist from the Corriere Fiorentino newspaper. He blames the phenomenon on a decision by the local government taken around 30 years ago to close the city centre to private vehicles. Unable to travel there comfortably because of inadequate public transport and parking, Florentines moved to the suburbs, taking their wallets with them.
The city in 30 years has lost 100,000 inhabitants. It's been talking for 30 years about how to stop this exodus and nothing has changed.
I think Florence has been going through a deep crisis.
Caterina Paolucci is a lecturer in politics at James Madison University. She says Florentines are also suffering a malaise caused by the focus on the city's Renaissance heritage. It's turned Florence into a place where they don't feel at home, she says, dodging the thousands of tourists clogging the streets.
I think Florence has really taken advantage of its past, its history, the wonderful works of art it has. Of course, I mean, everybody would have done it. But this has prevented Florence from modernizing, from becoming what it could have become.
When the dollars were flowing in, it was easier to ignore the situation. But the economic crisis has laid bare the cracks in Florence's facade. The number of American visitors to the city dropped from 2.5 million in 2006 to 1.75 million last year. And for the first time in 20 years, the five-star hotels are laying off staff.
Florence right now is stuck and it needs some change.
But are the city's leaders able to respond to this new challenge? The left has been in power for more than 50 years. It's been the same mayor in City Hall for the past decade.
You will never really have the stimulus to change if you are in power for so many decades. You're in power, and when you get 60% of the vote guaranteed, why should you worry in a way?
There is some movement in the political sphere. On Sunday, Florence's foreign-born residents were able to vote in the primaries for the city's mayoral elections. It was the first time in Italy's history they've been able to do so, a development welcomed by this expat American.
I've been living here for 7 years. I've never had the opportunity to participate in politics, so I'm excited about it. And I think Florence is a good place for it to start, too, because there's so many internationals here, and they donate money, they volunteer, and they really care about the city, so I'm happy about it.
Whether the mayoral elections in June will create the new spring the residents of Florence are calling for is unclear. Both the commentators agree. If the city is to flourish again, the Florentines will need to accept they can no longer rely on the past to finance the present. But for the shopkeepers in Via Sant'Antonino, whether there's a change or not, it's probably too late. Jean Di Marino, Deutsche Welle Radio, Florence.